degrees. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Got your host, James. I am joined by your sports director here at the studios, WFHR, WIRI, Michael Comer.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Thanks a lot for being here. Appreciate the time, as always. Always fun to hang out and be able to talk some sports with you and this amazing community. We appreciate everybody out there, especially those of you spreading the word and everything. The headphones aren't working, are they?
No.
I'll play it by ear here.
Nicely done. We'll get those fixed in a moment here. And appreciate all of you out there. Feel free to hit us in the numbers. We're wide open, 715-424-2600. Looking forward to talking some sports with all y'all. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, our appreciation to them. And I want to do a little cross-promotion here, something we're going to be doing a lot of over the next couple of months, especially with high school sports and Rafters baseball going on. We have a great relationship with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Oh, yeah.
And we appreciate being able to play their home games, all of that. So, one of the ways we want to show how much we appreciate the Rafters is by showing how much we appreciate all of you. Follow me. Just stay with me. Doesn't have to make sense. Let's just do this because we want to give away tickets. That's what we want to do.
Yes.
We got tickets to give away. We're going to be doing that throughout in the next hour here. Be listening for that. I want you to start thinking about your favorite 90s baseball players. Now, it doesn't have to be a 90s player, but I get extra points for it being a 90s baseball player. But earlier today during the morning show, we gave away some tickets, and one of our callers gave us Eddie Matthews. It's a great old school reference. My dad was so happy to hear that name mentioned on the radio. So anything like that's fine as well.
Mark McGuire.
There you go.
Easy.
Michael just wants some tickets. I was actually going to give those to you anyway, so that just worked out.
Oh, okay. That works. Thank you.
What I wanted to also talk about is these cool passes that we've got, too, from our Rafters. We're going to be giving those away on Fridays throughout the summer. We'll give away a handful of those, as many as we have.
My favorite color, blaze orange.
Yes, I love orange.
After green and yellow, too.
Orange is my favorite color. Actually, I'm more of an October orange, but like that rustic kind of orange.
That's technically
orange.
Blaze orange.
So we're going to be doing that throughout the summer as well. And of course, keep in mind on our morning show at 97.5 FM WFHR, we're giving away Milwaukee Brewer tickets every Friday. Be listening for that opportunity. A lot of fun this summer. We're going to make darn sure you get as much baseball in your system as you can. And softball, because we're going to be talking that a little bit later too with Michael. We've got a great game coming up tomorrow for you right here at 105.
Yeah, do or die.
Yeah, I love this. I love this time of year, man.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Me too.
I am. I realize more and more the older I get, as much as I love football, and it's always been kind of like, when I was growing up, and maybe it was a little bit like this for you when you were, football was still that fringe sport. It was still the number three sport in the country, which it was dwarfed by baseball in many ways. And then as I got a little bit older, it was dwarfed by basketball for a while during the Jordan years.
I think the NFL for me, I mean, granted, I was born in 88. So in my early years, I think the NFL was that number three spot.
Yeah,
because you had MLB and the NBA with the first part of Jordan. I almost said Jackson. Wrong, Michael. But
very different alternate universe, right?
But
there.
Once the MLB the lockout happened, the boycott, the whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Then baseball dropped.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandpa Comer always said, well, after that happened, I'm really not. And he was a baseball guy. He played in the Cardinals farm system, for crying out loud. And he just was kind of dead to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's millionaires fighting with millionaires. It's not worth it. And it's not the way baseball was. And blah, blah, blah. And I was so young. But now that I remember it a little more. He's right. He was right.
Yeah.
And so baseball dropped. Well, once that moved the NFL up, Now, you got to remember, that was mid-90s when Green Bay was relevant for the first time in, about 30 years. Yeah. And that's when football, and I'm not saying Green Bay made football relevant, but I mean, you know.
It didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt. I mean, you had the sham of America's team, the Cowboys there, the 40 Winers, and, you know, then you had America's team, the Packers there. But then you had Jordan leave the Bulls.
Yeah.
And retire a second time. Mm-hmm. The NFL's been there ever since.
I think I think one of the things that helped with Green Bay being better, it is about Green Bay to a degree, and it isn't in one sense, because no matter who it was, Dallas and San Francisco, insert team names, people were tired of the same teams winning.
Oh, Buffalo, Denver.
Got a little tired of it. Yeah. I think they wanted something new and something fresh in Green Bay, especially with this young kid Favre, who's a gunslinger back there, and you can't predict.
And the minister of defense.
Very exciting. Very enticing and everything. Oh, and they're a small market. That's always likable by people. And honestly, that's something that has stayed. Even to this day, is you have young people out there, a fan of those teams, that are not a fan of Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. They're a fan of the Packers.
Yes.
Like most people here in the state, obviously. But yeah. I'm talking about people in Germany and Brazil and stuff like that, that are becoming fans of the team because they like the story. They like what that is.
Right. And that's why they're pushing that 18th game so hard in the NFL, so that every year, every team will be playing overseas. And now with Bayern Munich playing in Green Bay a couple of years back against Man City, Green Bay went to England. Mm-hmm. Well, I could see, and especially with United or with Wisconsin, the German roots, I could see them going to Germany before it's all said and done.
It's a smart move. Yeah. So with the older I get, as much as I love football and it is kind of my passion sport, I love this time of year with the NBA and hockey playoffs going on. High school softball sports, baseball,
soccer,
playoffs, all these
track and field.
It's a fun time of year. You brought up something that I want to get into a little bit later, so we'll put a pin in it just for now, because I want to start with a former Packers quarterback, and not Brett Favre, because everything I've heard about that Netflix documentary.
Yeah, I watched it last week, actually.
So I heard, from what I heard from it, part of what pulled me in, the idea of watching it, and I'm still probably going to watch it, I'll be honest, is that it was the possibility of new information and the idea that you're putting all this together and really explaining a bit of not just Brett Favre, but an athlete put in that position. It's a story that we've heard and seen our whole lives. His story is not that different. It's just in the sense of putting it all together and a modern example of this.
You have it all and you lose it all.
That whole thing. And I think also, some appreciation of what you have and the people around you and some of those things. And the lore that can get built around an athlete. Like no other human being in modern, there's no modern equivalent to what we do with athletes. And the way we don't do this with actors. We don't do this with musicians. Every once in a while we put them up, but
some
we
bring musicians,
them down. But we bring them down as soon as we can.
Yes.
I don't care if it's Madonna or Bruce Springsteen. I mean, as soon as we can bring them down, we do. Whereas with athletes, we want to keep them up there as long as we can, to the point where sometimes we continue to hold them up there even when they're not as good anymore.
Right.
A little more on that in just a moment. So it was a fascinating idea to me. And Netflix has got some history with hit and miss with documentaries.
Yes.
Good ones and just complete jokes. So I wasn't. Yeah. What did you think of it?
You could tell from the onset. I mean, I'm going to say, obviously, I'm a Favre guy. He's my hero growing up.
Yeah.
And I still don't really have a problem with the guy either. Now, do I agree with everything that's gone on? No. But you could tell pretty early on it was a hit piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said a lot of things. And no disrespect, I've never met the man, Brett Favre, or Bill Michaels. Mm-hmm. I've never met him either. For those who don't know, he has a radio show that's picked up by other stations.
Yeah.
And I've never met the guy. I don't know the guy. I've listened to enough of his shows to have a pretty sound opinion. But that's neither here nor there.
I got my fill a long time ago. Yeah.
So, I had him. I turned him on the radio just to hear what he was blabbing about. Like, we're blabbing right now. And, and I'm like, wonder where he is. And he talked about him. He was in it. And I said, oh, this will be good. I was on my lunch break. And I said, I said a couple other words too, but can't say that. But so it was forced a girlfriend to watch that last weekend, or not last week, after the show, Wednesday night, date night. And she's watching it, and she's asking questions about it. She's not into that kind of stuff. And they started talking about the Jen Sturger thing, and she went off on that, and not necessarily about Brett Favre, more about Jen Sturger, because she's hopped on her phone right away and started researching and reading. It was kind of cool to see her do that. But you know, it was a hit piece. It did bring up some things that I wasn't necessarily known or that I knew about. I'd learned a bit. Some things it's like, well, that's not exactly how I remember it back then, but you know, it talked about a whole bunch of things. It referenced the Aaron Rodgers thing. It didn't talk about the prescription drug addiction that he had. It really didn't talk about that, and I was really surprised, because a lot of that, I mean, they talked about the partying and they talked about this and that and that and this, and You know that kind of stuff in the mid-90s that he had problems with, but they stayed away from that. They went right pretty much the focus of the Jen Sturger thing.
I thought it was going to be. They spent most of the time on the Jen Sturger thing, which is the smallest story in all of this, no pun intended. I think you got to tell the whole story or don't even bother.
Right.
You got to start not only with him being where he's drafted and where he sets in Atlanta and some of these things. And I mean, this is something that can't be done in one doc. You got to do a series on this guy.
How many episodes did you give that murderer, Stephen Avery?
Yeah, exactly. You focus on those things so you can build and make people understand how he turned into this and why he went this route.
Right.
And hopefully for young athletes to avoid that kind of route, because I don't believe that most people, like, I don't think Brett Favre's evil.
No.
I don't think he's some dark human being or something.
Right.
I also don't think he's a good guy. I don't think he's a good person. I don't at all, for even hold close for a second. But that also isn't something that matters to me.
Right.
I'm not hanging out with Brett Favre. I'm not around him or anything.
Right.
In my opinion, to him, doesn't matter to him or me. Really, it doesn't.
No, he doesn't care.
When it comes right down to it, if you don't tell the whole story, I mean, him getting drafted, him in the luck of the, not only luck of the draw, but him making the most of the moment here in Green Bay.
Yep.
I want the hot tub situation. Yep. You got to talk about that.
They didn't really talk about that.
You got it. Not only the Jen Sturger stuff, I don't care if it's 5-10 minutes. Go
and then they
talk
talked
about
the Mississippi welfare thing, which,
well, that situation they can't really get too into. That's still in the courts right now, and
right,
they did
end the whole thing with a whole bunch of black screens with letters on it that, you know, I can't read, but anyways, it just ended with that a whole bunch.
Is a guy, and you can go ahead and put yourself in his brain and try to think for him or pretend you know what he thinks or something like that if you want out there, but this is a human being who all those things I just mentioned, along with I believe, didn't he shave his head with his wife in solidarity for when she was going through cancer?
I believe he did.
The whole world was watching Monday Night Football that day after his father's passing.
Yep, they referenced that.
And like him or not, a guy that everybody, including us Bear fans, rooted for when he wasn't playing our team.
Yep.
We couldn't help ourselves.
Fun to watch.
Aaron Rodgers was the most complete quarterback I've seen in a very long time.
Yep.
And he scared me on that level. Brett Favre scared me not on the level of how good he was, but how much I liked the guy, how much I enjoyed watching him play, and that drove me crazy.
Well,
but I couldn't help myself, because that's who he is. Guess what, everybody? Not a perfect human being.
Well, right.
And please, out there, outside of the moms out there, there are no perfect human beings. My mother, yours, all of that put aside. Please make sure they heard me say that.
Oh yeah.
I need the points, man. I need the points.
Points. But I thought those were Sue's lines with points.
Nice. When it comes down to it, I think that this, first off, this documentary sounds like it's for people who don't even watch football and don't even, they're just kind of jumping in to see who this guy Brett Favre is whatever.
I watched it because I'm a Favre fan.
Yeah.
I like I said, don't always agree, but that's Superman to me. Everyone liked Joe DiMaggio was for baseball. Muhammad Ali, boxers
right there.
Patrick Waugh. Okay, so I mean, I'm throwing these names out there that you maybe don't really even, that was not God, but that was God at the time. That was Superman.
It.
That was King Kong there. Yeah, and Hulk Hogan, another one.
Yeah.
Not a perfect person, but a lot of good things have been done.
It's something that we're all going to have to get better about as we go forward here, and we get to know our heroes more and more. Can you separate? Can you balance? And where do you fall on that? And that's to each. That is not something that society can do or judge. That's on you. That's something for you to figure out and move on.
One of the funny things watching that with Carrie was they had a picture of Jen Sturger or whatever. She's like, Oh, okay. And Carrie immediately looks at me and she's like, yours haven't been kind to her. I said, no, they have not. Mm. But then they showed a picture of Brett and Deanna. Mm. And wait a minute. She looks at me and says, wait a minute. That's his wife. I said, yeah. God, does she look like her? Jen looks like Deanna. Yeah. And I'm like, keep that in mind. Mm. And they did preface that with what allegedly happened between them two. Mm-hmm. They mentioned that's right when Deanna was going through her cancer.
Yeah.
And she oh my God. And she's like, I'm not defending the guy, but I get it. As a woman, I get it.
I think, with any situation, especially, again, when we're going to be dealing with these situations that there's no perfect answer for or opinion for, what do you come into the situation? If you already are thinking one thing, chances are you're going to be thinking that no matter what information you're given. You're going to stay, pat locked in on your opinion, which is something that Aaron Rodgers and Terry Bradshaw have in common.
I love Terry Bradshaw.
Love me some Terry Bradshaw.
That guy's so funny.
Love me some Bradshaw.
And he was behind Phil Robertson at Louisiana Tech.
It's crazy.
God rest
to think
Phil.
Of. It's crazy to think about. I love that story. So Terry Bradshaw is not a big fan of what's been happening between the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and that weird relationship, that if it is a relationship, because it's all theory. It's all just, ideas and everything, and nobody's actually come out and saying anything. For those that did not hear, Terry Bradshaw was recently in a radio interview on The Buzz in Arkansas. Great name. Shout out to The Buzz in Arkansas. He lambasted the Steelers for their interest in signing the 41-year-old quarterback. Quote, that's a joke. This to me is just a joke. What are you going to do? Bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? The guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
Well, I mean, he's not.
Whether you agree with him or not, can we just give the man who is up in age and just still a great improv master? Like, I feel like it was a good line. I like the line.
It is.
Came off the top of his head. It's kind of funny. And I would like to think that if Aaron Rodgers could laugh at himself a little bit, even he would laugh at that a little bit. I feel like he's also being a little bit close-minded in this because the Pittsburgh Steelers, like a lot of teams out there, are, or at least they think, I don't know, but think they're a quarterback away. And if you're a quarterback away, 1 year is all you need.
Yeah.
And if you're Mike Tomlin, who there's no way his seat is hot, but they're starting to talk about it. And that's where it begins.
Right. And I mean, long tenure as a head coach, no, it doesn't matter.
Yep. So you got to win now. We're drafting a rookie and just believe in me for the next 4 years as a coach. This is win now. And if I'm him, I'm putting every little bit of energy I have into trading for Kirk Cousins. Because that's what I think Pittsburgh should be doing. That's what I don't understand any of this chase of Aaron. The only way it makes sense to me is if the Kirk Cousins thing is a no-go. There's no way Atlanta's trading him or whatever.
Yep.
Because that is, and if it isn't Kirk Cousins, I think there's other options out there. Now, I don't mind Aaron Rodgers as my third or fourth option if none of those work out. But I'm with Terry Bradshaw to a degree. This is odd for me to say, though. I actually don't blame Aaron Rodgers that much in this situation. For one, I don't see why you sign, or you don't do yourself any good signing early, especially before the team is drafted, because then you end up like Kirk Cousins and you're sitting behind a young kid and everything. So that made sense to me. The idea of signing in OTAs and all that, if Aaron Rodgers needs OTAs, he shouldn't be in the NFL anymore at his age and how many years, 20-some years he's put into this and everything. I'm pretty sure he doesn't need OTAs. What he does need is practice with receivers and some of that.
Right. I mean, that's why you're seeing Jordan Love in Green Bay right now. He needs to.
Right. So I'll hear an argument on that, and we've actually seen that before with him with the Jets and everything, and how that worked out where he wasn't there. They weren't practicing early on, and you see how that went.
Oh, the New York Packers.
Yes, actually. That's right, the New York Packers. I forget they even got the green. I get both sides, and I understand it, but what I don't understand is it's Pittsburgh. If this is the only option they've been going for, and they've just been all locked in on this the whole offseason, that wouldn't make any sense. And I would agree with him that it's a joke, but the idea that it's even come to this, that you've got a, because this is tough to, you could survive anything in today's day and age where shame doesn't apparently mean anything anymore, but it's hard to when you have the legend of, arguably the biggest name in your team's franchise. If not the biggest name, the most popular name.
Yeah, between him and Mean Joe Green.
Yeah, I got to think that he's way up there, Terry Bradshaw, with the lore and the Super Bowl rings and the TV appearances and obviously the gig on Fox and everything. Yep. Let's not forget one of the greater cameos in TV history, him on Married with Children.
Well, I was going to go with Smokey and the Bandit.
Nice. Oh, that's a great one, too. It's my number brother's.
Two. But that was Smokey and the Bandit, number two. But then you had Big Joe Klecko, I think, in the second or first one, too.
Yeah. But
I think he was in both of them.
My little brother, where all these other little kids were watching cartoons growing up, my little brother and I loved Smokey and the Bandit.
That man.
Hooper, we'd watch Burt Reynolds' Hooper movie, a stuntman movie. It's classic. With this, I'm curious to see where Pittsburgh is going to go with this now that this has been out there. You know, maybe it means nothing. Maybe they don't even pay attention to it.
I don't think they pay any attention to it personally.
But it don't feel good. And the only thing that's going to all this is winning, and not only winning, I mean winning this offseason for right now and pulling in a big quarterback or pulling in a quarterback, just somebody. They got Mason Rudolph sitting there right now answering questions just like a dead man walking, and he's up there with that weird mustache, and the poor kid's tried his best, and I wish him the best at everything, but man, it's a rough spot to be in. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with it.
I
before we go to break and we come back and we'll talk a little local sports and everything with Michael and get into some of the action we got coming up this week, I do have a question for the audience, and it's something I've been chewing on and thinking about quite a bit with the playoffs going on and everything.
Playoffs?
You got NHL, NBA playoffs beginning to get into the final rounds of these, and both have interesting stories if you care about the sports. Outside of that, I don't know how many people are going to be. Your average fan or your fringe fan is going to be brought into the finals of either one of these. And I admit all of that. So you're not talking about Super Bowl, super teams here or anything. But I am a little curious. And I pulled around just the people that I know and talking to some others out west and everything. What is a bigger storyline? What do people care more about? Who wins the championship, or what happens with Giannis Antetokounmpo? And overwhelmingly, everybody was focused on where Giannis is going to go because of the domino effect that could be and all these things, or if he even goes anywhere.
As of right now, when he talked with Bucks management last week after we were on the air on Wednesday, he did not ask for a trade. Both sides, the organization and Giannis, they both said, you know what? We both want to win. We want to win now, and we're both going to do everything that we can in our power to do so. Now that's where I caught that, and I said he didn't rule out wanting to leave because if they both want to do,
sure.
But I think they inferred that to be in winning now in Milwaukee is what I believe it was.
And you notice no coverage of that.
Nope.
No, ESPN didn't cover any of
that. Right, because that's not the story they want.
Yep, doesn't fit their narrative. Yeah. I'm glad other people see through that stuff.
They want him in New York. They want him in L.A. They want him in Miami.
The monopoly ESPN has had on sports information is garbage, is a joke, and they've turned it into their own system. They just push their own agenda.
I know some other media that's kind of like that or tries to be like that too.
There's a lot of them. They're almost there's a lot of them around. One of the things that I'm trying to do is the joke of that one is though they're bad at it. I don't care if Zaleski doesn't like me. Or not, he's a joke. He's him himself is a joke. Let alone the product he puts out there. You can go ahead and clip that and send it to him and everything. He knows how. I've said it to his face. He wouldn't say anything to my face. He's a. He would never dare do that. And if he did, it would just be for clicks or something like that. When he had the chance in our old studios, and I was talking face to face to him, and I told him what I think of him, and I let him know how I think of his product, he had nothing to say to me. Just immediately the nervous laughter thing that the wannabe tough guys do. Michael, I lost track. I lost track a long time ago about how many fights I've been in my life.
Yep.
And my hands keep track.
Yep.
For me. One of my favorite things in the universe, man, is when people look at me and they underestimate me. The second favorite thing of mine is that look on their face when they realize they underestimate
me.
Yep.
Yep. That's a fun one.
That guy is the definition of that for me. So we can drag his name all over anytime we want. And I can stand on this, not only for what I've said with him, but the product he puts out there.
I get you,
especially
buddy.
In comparison to what we do, which is actually caring about people and working with people and not trying to put ourselves over.
Right.
It's not about us. It's about the product, the kids, right. and all of that. That's something we do that nobody else can do like we do around here. I'm proud of that. It's not about talking trash about him. It's about raising us up.
No, absolutely. I get what you were saying.
And I don't like the idea of him or anybody trying to have a monopoly on a rural area, in a rural area or in a small right. level. Like, what are you doing? We all trying to keep the lights on here, but this isn't about you, man. This is, you notice, what is the name of his brand? It's all his name all over the place and everything. Like, well, man, who do you think you are? Like, get over yourself. It's anyway, when it comes to the kids and when it comes to covering local stuff, we're going to get into what we are, what we're going to be covering this week in a moment. When it comes to the Giannis story, though, that is, to me, if I'm Adam Silver or Bettman or one of these guys that are in charge of these leagues, it's not a it's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't mean that, oh God, the sky is falling and oh no, because hey, they're still talking about your sport and paying attention to your right. sport. But if it isn't about wins and losses like it is in football, because yes, football is a year-round sport, but it's about the Super Bowl. It's yes. about championships.
Well, it's about my birthday this year.
That too. outside of those things, I think it's an issue, and it's an interesting one to me.
Yeah, it is.
Where this has flipped, where when I was a kid, transactions were okay, that was interesting, but not a lot of people cared that much.
No.
Now it is the main thing that people are locked into. So many people are locked into, especially if the product on the court or on the ice is not really bringing them in. These are good teams.
Mm-hmm.
If it ends up being OKC in Indiana, we got a great finals if you're a basketball fan.
That kind of reminds me of when it was St. Louis, Detroit mm-hmm. in the World Series in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on the coasts cared because it wasn't New York or LA.
Yeah.
Or Boston.
Right. It looks like, we got Minnesota and OKC playing tonight. That could wrap up for Minnesota. And Florida and Carolina are playing tonight as well. Florida could wrap up that series. Edmonton looks like they're going to take care of their end of things on down.
Then I got to pull for Florida, unfortunately.
So we'll see where that wraps up. But you could have a repeat of the last year's finals with Edmonton and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have OKC and Indiana, which is all, I think, interesting. I like the idea of teams winning that haven't won before in the NBA.
I would be pulling for Indiana. And I mean, I can't turn my back on my Sooner state there, OKC. But I wouldn't mind seeing Indiana win on one premise of I technically did cover Halliburton in one game in his high school career.
Right on.
Because they played, I think it was, I forget who they played. It was Spash, I believe. And I caught some of that. But the one thing that I won't cheer for with Indiana is the fact they went back on everything they said, and that was a pretty short ban from Mr. John Halliburton not being able to attend home games in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that was going to happen if they kept going.
Me too.
But I was disappointed.
How do you tell a parent you cannot come and watch your kid play?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know how I would handle it. I'll be honest.
I'd lose my mind.
I know that's not what you're supposed to do in sports media. You're supposed to have an opinion, of course. I don't. I don't know.
So you're telling me the watch party with John Halliburton's out?
We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. We'll see. You know what? If he's bringing something, then sure. If he's going to bring punch or something like that, then why not?
Oh, yeah. Jonas will bring punch for him.
What am I talking about? Yeah, he's definitely going to bring it. I'm excited about the idea of that. And I like the idea of a team not only who hasn't won before winning, but the idea of seeing possibly a new face of the league and where that could go. You know, there's one real quick thing I want to get to before we go to break. We'll come back and we'll talk local sports with Michael. I keep hearing people calling, well, Tyrese Halliburton is okay with playing the villain. And you know, a couple of years back, what's his name in Atlanta? Trae Young is okay with playing the villain or whatever.
I don't think Trae Young ever really played
the
villain.
These guys are not trying to be villains. This is trash. This is NBA basketball. It's trash talking.
Well, it's also a narrative being pushed, too.
Yes, exactly.
It's 100%. Irresponsible journalism, in my opinion.
Where does the camera go? There's a billion things the camera could go on that goes right to that. Yes, I 100% agree with you.
Yep.
But these guys are—they're—they these the a villain is Charles Oakley a villain is you know, Rasheed Wallace or somebody who they don't, I mean, even their own, it's, if they're, if it's not their teammates, they hate everybody, including the fans and all of these things. None of these players are young and they're excited and they're trash talking. It's not about villainy. It's not about heroes and villains. This is sports. The idea that we always got to, you know, label these things.
Right.
Somebody's either this or this. Guess right. what? They're just a human being.
Yep. And you know what? It's funny. A good friend of mine, just with the initials SS, he just texted me and he's like, "Halliburton is a punk. Go Wolves."
Nice. See, maybe I'm off a little bit on that. Maybe these guys do become villains as they go on more and
well,
more.
Well, I mean, yeah. Grayson Allen, mm-hmm. was he really a villain? Was that what Wisconsin media played him out to be after beating the Badgers for a title at Duke? I mean, that's the question. He did it to himself, though, with the kicking and the whatever, but...
Yeah. We will take a time out. We'll come back and talk some local sports and get into our schedule. Maybe give some... Yeah, we're going to give some Raptor tickets away. What am I... I'm not going to tease it. We're going to give them away. We've got that coming up for you right here on Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Are you a spring chicken? You're probably thinking to yourself, not so much, or not without a few drinks. Spring is here, and that means outside chores like yard cleanup, automotive repairs, home repairs, and much more. But do you know what goes well at the end of each of those projects? A cold brew at Jammer's Bar and Grill. Don't put off your chores. Go out there and then reward yourself with a cold, frothy drink. Jammer's Bar and Grill, the best reward after a hard day.
Get ready for summer and transform your yard into a vibrant oasis. Head over to Ella's Greenhouse at 1014 Church Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Discover a stunning selection of hanging baskets, beautiful potted plants, and unique custom handmade planters that will bring your outdoor space to life. Make every corner of your garden a celebration of color. Plus, when you mention this ad, you'll enjoy a fantastic $10 off of any purchase of $50 or more. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your garden. Visit us today.
This is 105.5 WYRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots. The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
WYRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Damp and dreary today, with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp, too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everyone. Playmakers on your radio dial. Thank you so much for joining us. Michael and James here with you. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Way to go with the Chuck Berry Angus Young hop, James. Awesome job. Well,
gotta love it, right?
Spinning around on the floor.
I had to do the duck
rug
walk.
Burn.
Got to do the duck walk. I grew up, from my dad, as much as he's a sports guy, lead guitarists are like quarterbacks to him. Any classic rock band, I can name you the lead guitar player, their move, or the guitar they play, or whatever.
It's all about the drummer.
The drummer. I love that, yeah. I'm a big fan of drummers.
Well, I am one. That's why I always look.
Right, no, right on. We got high school sports playoffs going on right now, Michael. I want to talk that. I want to talk a little Rafters with you. Tomorrow night, we've got you sent it over this morning. Appreciate you doing that. So Seth and I could talk about it on the Sunrise Show this morning. We were able to remind everybody about Auburndale taking on Assumption tomorrow at 4:50 as the playoffs continue.
Playoffs, yeah, you got that right. That's going to be the rubber match. Assumption and Auburndale, they met each other early in the season. One in the first game was up in Auburndale. Assumption won that one. I double check on the score of that here in a moment. But the second game, that was one we brought to you on the airwaves here at 105.5 FM WIRI, and that was a good one for Auburndale. Yeah. They hit like four doubles in a row in that first inning. They went up 4-0 on the Royals, and I believe they ended up winning 4-1, and my apologies for not remembering exactly on that, because we're talking about games that were played in the middle of April.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first game was a 2-1 win over the Eagles for the Royals, and that was with a run scored in the fifth inning, or two runs in the top of the sixth. Assumption was actually losing into that, and then the second game was a 4-1 loss. This one for the regional final, regional gold. Auburndale beat Partyville in six innings, 10-0 to get there. Assumption beat Marquesan 10-0 in five innings. Mm-hmm. And Macy Voller threw another no-hitter.
It's crazy. That's just crazy.
So she threw a no-hitter in that one. So my guess is that she is going again. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a pitcher's duel. Morgan Griesbach is good. Vollert's very good, Macy Voller. It's going to be who hits her spots. And, I mean, the longer that game stays scoreless. I like the way the Royals play late in games. They score a lot of runs late. Mm-hmm. And maybe not a lot of runs, but enough to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see that. And then that'll be in Division One. That'll be a rematch of last year's section or regional final when Lincoln, they got bounced by Chippewa Falls like 9-1 last year, and that's who the Royals play this year. Or I mean the Raiders play this year. Regional final this time in Wisconsin Rapids, not up at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. So the Red Raiders, they got a chance to make it to the sectional, and if they do, they'll probably end up playing the rubber match, or the third match, not the rubber match, with DC Evers top seeded, as Rapids is a four seed. And it's been going on 4 years, I think, since Rapids made it to a sectional.
Wow.
In softball, so it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you know, Rapids could lose tomorrow. Assumption could lose tomorrow. And then we're pretty much out of it for softball. As Alma Center Lincoln, they beat Port last Thursday in a close game, 16-12. Port just dug themselves a hole early. And then yesterday, Nakusa, they met their match 9-1. They got bounced. Only one hit in the game. Prescott, defending state champions. Really good team there. So heck of a season for Nakusa. Finished above 500 for the year at 12-11, so they did great. And then starting tomorrow, divisions 2-4, baseball start. Nakusa, they're on the road with the 12 seed at Bangor. And then division 4, we got two teams home.
Mm-hmm.
Port Edwards, a 6 seed, hosting Sevastopol.
Mm.
And then that'll be what, the old 6-12, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then, or 6-11.
Is it?
Hmm. Yes, because 7-10 is 7-seed Assumption, 10-seed Marion, and then we'll see what happens there. Rapids did get a 10-seed in Division One, and they are going to River Falls to play the 7-seed, and that's going to be in the next round. But the thing that I want to just put out there, just put out there in the baseball talk, for high school at least, is let's just say Port, they beat Sevastopol. Mm-hmm. They would more than likely play Iola Scandinavia. Our good buddy Randy Paul always says, I scan. They would play each other in the regional semifinal. Well, the Royals, they say they beat Marion. They play like Washington Island, Gibraltar area over Door County.
Mm.
Let's say the Royals win that. Mm. Well, then you'd be seeing a 6-7 regional final between Port and Assumption, and that's one that obviously we check the schedule and availability of sound ops, but that's one I would try to get on the airwaves here.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible. Everybody's one and done in baseball, but the one sport where I think we will, softball, nothing against them, Assumption girls soccer. They got a one seed They the first round they don't even play. The second round they got a bye, so they'd be playing their first game, a regional final, and I believe it's Saturday. I believe it not this Saturday, the Saturday after.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple running around in June.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would be playing either Richland Center or Mauston.
Mm-hmm.
And Mauston's a conference rival, and we'll be interested to see, because on the other side of the bracket would be River Valley, who tied the Royals earlier in the year. 1-1, first game of the year, and the Royals were without a lot of athletes. And then Aquinas is always very good. But either way, that game would be in the sectional semi in Rapids. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then, of course, yesterday was track and field regionals. Friday's sectionals, and then the next week is state, and the assumption primarily, boy, they got a whole bunch going. They've got the reigning Division III 100 and 200 meter dash champion Bella Thomas.
Man,
she set school records again.
That kid's amazing. Yeah.
She and I didn't see her competing in the 400, which kind of surprised me. Just in the regard that. Talking to her in the past, she wanted to focus on sweeping the sprints.
Sure. And I get that. Oh, is it old rudder? I get that. Yeah.
So and then because the Royals, they have it good enough that if they swept the sprints, then you start going distance, which is the 8, 16, and 3200s. I can't believe I just did that right on live air. You know what? They've got the good runners there, and I believe that's Brooklyn Shanick, and then Lucy Dolan, who's a three-time medalist in state cross country. They could sweep the running events there, and then they've got some pretty good relays with a couple of those girls too. You could conceivably see the Assumption girls track and field team win a state title.
Oh, that's amazing.
That would be awesome. Unfortunately, I don't, from my research that I was able to look at it a little bit during my day that got canceled from rain again, I didn't see much positive, and I'm not going to say positive, but results from Port, Nakusa, or Lincoln that they're really sending anybody to the sectional. I've got to go through that a little better, but those are Lincoln's sectionals, basically the Wisconsin Valley Conference plus a couple from the Big Rivers. And then Port, just low numbers. And Nakusa, I'm kind of surprised at that, but you never know. I need to go through it again a little more perfectly and go about that. But, man, that's what's been going on recently. Rapids baseball, I will say, because we didn't talk about them other than 2 seconds, they have officially locked up the second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference behind D.C. Everest.
Nice.
So, good year for first-year coach, Coach Pine.
Very successful.
Coach Pine, I mean, not bad. What you going to do for year two? Win the Valley?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd love to see it.
Looking forward to seeing that second act. One of the things that we'll be getting into as well is certainly not only what games to look forward to and what we'll be covering, but what you want us to cover. I love hearing from you guys out there. We love hearing what kind of things you're looking to hear from us. If it's high school sports related, we will cover it. We will be there. We want to be there. Keeping in mind, we don't have a huge team around here, but man, we got people that work hard and will show up at these things. So if you want us to, like, if there's something that you think we could be covering more of or better, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
I can talk to you off air about that because I had someone talk about that with me today at work.
Cool.
So we could talk about that off air. But I mean, we got rough start to the season. Last night was a rough one over in Green Bay, or Ashwaubenon technically, but Green Bay, that was a tough one. But the year's young. I don't know how many other full-time players are back or here yet. College baseball's going crazy. The softball World Series gets started tomorrow, and that's something my mom and I we've always watched that over the years. And of course, Boomer Sooner.
Yep. I can only imagine how big of a college baseball fan you are.
Oh, baseball, softball.
I meant softball. Baseball, too.
With Oklahoma, it doesn't hurt that they have a girl from Plymouth, I believe it is, Peyton Monticelli on the team.
I didn't know that.
She went to Wisconsin and then transferred to Oklahoma. And talked with some coaches who saw the young lady there. We're kind of surprised that we're going to Oklahoma. We didn't think she was good enough. I mean, good to play D1 college, no question, but not Oklahoma good.
Mm-hmm.
But they took her and she's eating up innings. So I mean, You go, girl.
As much of a homer as I am, if my daughter wanted to play college softball, it's Oklahoma or not. Like, that's it. Like, go to Oklahoma, kid.
Go to Oklahoma.
There you go. So one of the things I want to get to before we go to our final time out here is our story of the show. And one of these things that it just came across accidentally, really, but I thought it was fun, and we have a tie-in to our show here a little bit. So Ken Griffey Jr., do anybody out there know where he was born? Without Googling it. Do you know where Ken Griffey Jr. was born?
I've heard it and I'm drawing a blank.
Denora, Pennsylvania. It is a small town with a population below 5,000.
Yep.
It's a small town kid, oddly enough, coming from a Hall of Fame. I don't know about Hall of Fame. I don't know if Ken Griffey Sr. was a Hall of Famer, but certainly a longtime MLB player and everything.
Yes.
And Ken Griffey Jr. is the second best baseball player to ever come out of Denora, Pennsylvania. Of a population of less than 5,000. A town like that has had two legends of the sport come out of its town. I love that story. I love these. I think it's always one of the more interesting things about sports when athletes come from nowhere like this. Michael, do you know who the other athlete is?
That I do not.
That is the guy with maybe the greatest nickname in all of sports history, Stan the Man Musial.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So Stan Musial and Ken Griffey Jr. are from the same town.
Well, it explains.
And it's a small town. It's just a tiny little town in Pennsylvania. I love that.
That's cool, dude.
It's pretty wild. That's pretty fun to think of. I like the idea of it. And I love the idea that, to me, one of the greatest all-around athletes I've ever seen, not just in baseball, period. Ken Griffey Jr. was, with some athletes, we romanticize him, and other ones, I don't think we remember him well enough.
Where's Bo Jackson rank on that?
Bo is way at the top. But yeah. I've never seen anything like Bo Jackson.
I've never
seen anything like that. Maybe if I had to answer the question like straight up, who's the most round athlete I've ever seen, greatest or all around or whatever?
Yokozuna, probably the most round.
Yeah. No, it'd be Earthquake.
John Tenta.
If we're talking
or Tugboat.
If we're talking WWE wrestlers, if we're talking WWE, you know, Earthquake or no? Wait a minute, who am I missing out on?
Uncle Elmer.
Yeah, maybe him or maybe George the Animal Steel. Maybe.
Oh yeah, he was kind of round.
He's kind of round. I got to see a little of him.
You couldn't tell how round he was with all that back hair, though.
Yeah, that's true. He was great.
Remember, we got to get that pro wrestling show on here one of these days.
Absolutely. I'm all for it.
Right before SummerSlam, right?
I think Bo Jackson, nice. I think Bo Jackson is probably the greatest all-around athlete I've seen, maybe.
Yeah.
The idea that Griffey, one of the greatest I've ever seen, and he's the second best player to ever come out of that state or that town. That's amazing.
You know, I will say my grandfather would argue with you about Bo Jackson on that, because George Halas was the greatest because he was with the Bears and he played center field for the Yankees. And I'm like, Grandpa, but you're just saying that because it was the Bears and the Yankees.
You know what, man? If we find out what, like 20 seasons into this, so you and I are distantly related or something, that's going to be hilarious.
Dude.
Because that is something one of my relatives would have said, word for word, everything you just said.
Like, right.
One of my family members would have said that.
He cut down, my grandfather, God rest his soul, he cut down to my Uncle Al that if he's always saying about my Uncle Al, if you weren't a Packer, you weren't you know what. And I'm like, and he said that about me, and I'm like, Grandpa, you're the same way with Chicago Bears and George Halas. I'm not. I'm like, just listen to what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
And then change subject.
Stan Musial finished with 3,630 hits.
Same amount at home, same amount on the road.
It's just amazing. Just an amazing stat. It's one of the best stats ever. Let's go ahead and get our final timeout out of the way. We'll come back and we'll talk some more baseball. We got a little football I want to talk. And we'll talk about whatever you guys want to. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Let's prove those phones are working right now and give away some Rafter tickets. I got 4 tickets right now. These are open tickets. You can take them to any game you want. In fact, I'm even going to include a pocket schedule with it, so you can. It'll be even easier. I can't make it easier for you. You've got a schedule with the tickets.
That's right.
Call up and let Michael and I know one of your favorite baseball player. We'll make it even easier. Tell me your favorite, one of your favorites. I don't care. I'm not going to know if you're lying. I'm not trying to stump anybody here. We just want to get you some tickets. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on your Civic Media app. Call up, win yourself some Rafter tickets, and we'll meet you at Winter Field. We'll be back with more Playmakers right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
FM WIRI Wisconsin is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, to low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a pop-up storm and highs in the low 70s. Heating up this weekend, 70s and some 80s. Lots of sunshine and it stays dry. Currently 57 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Big thanks to the king for playing us in here a little bit, Mr. George Strait. I feel really guilty cutting off George Strait, though. I feel like the audience would rather hear George Strait than me.
Yeah.
Can't blame him. Shout out to Eric, who just won himself some Rafter tickets. His player, Jonathan Lucroy.
Hey.
That's a great one, man.
Didn't he just formally retire the other year?
Yeah. There's something about certain players and certain positions that you'll remember the rest of your life, whether they were a Hall of Famer or not. There's just certain players that do that. I bet you that's how Lucroy is for Eric there. Thanks a lot for listening, Eric. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I really do, man.
Want to talk about a couple of other things, but as far as talking about Rafters and just getting into a little bit of that conversation, it is two games in, and we don't like the results, so we not want to change that up. I can't think of a better way to do that than you to be at the ballpark, everybody.
Yeah.
That is the one thing that we're missing, is you at the ballpark. We got to show them what home field advantage is and make sure that we get down there and cheer on this team all season long. Coach Ziggy, and encourage you to get those oars and get on down there and have some fun. It's going to be a fun season. I don't care what anybody says or what's happening in these early games here where these guys haven't even had a chance to play a game together or anything like that. I'm going to go, I will never understand the fan that 2 minutes into a season, it's all over and all those
Those kinds of people just want a backhand, you know?
Yeah, I told my dad this the other day after I was listening to, I only really listened to like one or two sports shows, and one of them that I've been listening to for a very long time, I'm just about done with, because it's just so low-hanging fruit negative and depressing, really, where they always take the negative angle on things or the darker angle on stuff, and I just get really tired of it. I don't mean that you don't cover that stuff.
Right.
But it just gets a little tiring to me when there's so much to talk about. And I feel like, well, there's already plenty of people talking about that. If you want to hear that or talk about that, there's a billion podcasts and the Mouse Network and all those other things you can do it. You know, give me something that nobody else is doing, or give me something at least from a different angle, which is what we try to do here.
Oh, we try to.
This show ain't for everybody. I get that. Nope. But I think that if you get it and you're looking for something different in sports, you don't want to listen to somebody who is basically in somebody else's pocket, and has an agenda.
Well, that's the thing. Neither one of us are in anybody's pocket, and neither one of us have an agenda other than bringing the best sports coverage you can to the airwaves of Central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for the Rafters baseball. Wins or losses are here or there, but I am. We do want to get those W's in there. Don't get me wrong. So looking forward to seeing where that goes. We'll be following it. The Rafters are in action tonight. As far as I know, game is still being played. Checking out their social media and everything. Encourage you to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on rain delays and some of those things. 6:20 start time, Rafters hosting Wausau. That great rivalry is up at it tonight. 6:20 on 97.5 FM WFHR. Be sure to follow them. Follow Rafter baseball all season long right there at WFHR. Michael, talking a little college football with you. College football is going to the new straight-seeded model, what they should have done all along. But I don't blame them for trying. I feel like, and God, it's not easy for me to give the NCAA any credit, but I think what they were trying to do in some degree was trying to still respect conferences and have it mean something to win your conference.
And I think they should.
It should, 100%. 100%.
It's just like saying what we talked about last week with the NFL, that, well, just because you won the NFC South, for example, and you don't have as good of a record as three teams in the North, well, those three teams in the North should have home games, and you should, no. What's the point of winning your conference or division then?
Yeah. I don't like the idea of just because it happens once in a blue moon, you completely change the system.
Right.
Sometimes life isn't fair. Welcome to the real world.
Sometimes.
That's pretty much the story of my life. The 12-team college football playoff.
Dog world up there.
It sure is. We'll move to a straight seeding model this fall, rewarding the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds and a first round bye. So, you know, it's pretty much a normal playoff system, which I think we're all, as football fans, NFL, college, we're used to now.
Yeah.
And it's just the right way they should have been doing this all along, but I didn't hear it really talked about much, and I thought it was not worth noting.
I thought the Big 12 commissioner had something to say about it, but I'd have to go back and read it.
I think it's interesting for, especially if you are, and look, there is no team, if you can judge me on certain things. There's a couple of things I've got. I'll own to the end of time. I believe if I'm running a football team, I want a Samoan American on my team. I don't care what you say. You can call me racist, call me whatever you want. I have talked to plenty of Samoans about this, and I know what I'm talking
People
about.
People have said worse and been called worse, James. Mm. So, you're not saying anything wrong.
And I believe that Notre Dame is evil. Now, that part I can't prove. That part is just because
James just went up in flames. Have a good night, everybody.
Yep. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. But they're the team that I have a rivalry against more than any other.
Well, yeah, when your NIU Huskies beat them this year.
Yeah, oh my
with
God.
Matthew Schooley on the team.
I'm going to be living on that game for the rest of my life. but I say all that in jest and really in joking and everything. And for me, they're more of an interesting story when it comes to this because they don't have a conference and how much of this is being done. And a lot of people saying for Notre Dame or those reasons. This isn't about one school. There's no reason they're going to do this for one school.
But I don't know, man.
Hear me out. But one school in particular, Notre Dame. This is the only argument I would hear is if they were to do this, and I'm not saying that they are or anything, but it certainly might have tipped the scale to get them to do it, especially because Notre Dame has been good in recent years. And just like the NFL it doesn't matter if the Cowboys suck, if they have a bad team, they're still going to get five or six primetime games because they bring in numbers.
Yep.
I don't agree with it. You don't agree with it. Nobody likes it, but somehow people keep watching these games.
Oh, it's just like seeing the Jets and Browns in a primetime game every year. I mean, I don't want to see that.
I remember I used to get so upset about the reality TV and the TMZ stuff, and I hate it so much, and it's dumbing down not only entertainment, but it's killing the industry and making it more difficult for actors like me and others out there. And at the same time, I can't complain because they're not putting it out there if people aren't watching it. So what do I know? I mean, apparently people like it, so I don't know anything.
It's like a car crash. You just got to stare.
When it comes to this, I don't act like I know more than the committee or anybody else, but it does seem pretty, you know.
Sometimes we do.
At least they got, I do think that regardless of the reasons, this is the right way to do it. I'm excited about what that can mean. I like a lot of what's going on with the Big Ten right now. One of the things that I thought was really interesting coming out of the recent conversations with the SEC conference and some of those, apparently there is a lot of SEC barking going on that they want to play Big Ten teams. Much more of that, much more SEC and Big Ten playing each other. That could only be good for all of college football, I think.
Yeah, it's going to sort out a lot of stuff coming up into that playoff and then the bowl season and the rankings. And yeah, they got other things, I think, to worry about first before making the Big Ten SEC Challenge every year.
Mm-hmm.
But it eases up on non-conference scheduling. It's a two-year rotation, random. And I'll tell you what, my big fat butt, first one in line to get tickets to when the Sooners come up to Madison.
Oh, my God, I imagine. Yeah, oh, that would be a good one. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. I wanted to wrap up just giving a big shout-out to Team USA outlasting Switzerland, winning the Ice Hockey World title. A shout-out to Tage Thompson, a young player out of playing for Buffalo right now. We beat Switzerland 1-0 in the final of the Ice Hockey World Championship. Congratulations to them and
Team
USA. Proof
that the Swiss are totally neutral. They couldn't score.
It was actually really, I think, very honorable of them to really embody their culture.
Yeah. Being neutral. They didn't go negative. They didn't go positive in the score. They stayed right there.
I love the idea of that. That's like the Swiss national team. That's how they play. They refuse to score. Or if the other team scores, they score, but they will only even it up. They will not win. They just want to make a tie. Shout out to Team USA. USA,
yes.
USA. After the Americas won it in 33, it's the first on-ice trophy for USA Hockey in the tournament in 92 years.
Yep, that's big time right there.
And it is showing the evening out of hockey around the world.
Yep.
So with basketball, we're seeing it more and more where, oh, the rest of the world is catching up in basketball and everything. Yep. We have done that in hockey for many, many years, but now we're really seeing the dividends of it where other countries are dipping down. They're not their athletes are playing other sports, or they're just not putting the investment
right
in. We've been doing it here in the States, and it's starting to play dividends.
Oh, for sure.
Sure, you didn't have some of the top players in this or anything. I don't care. USA, USA, USA.
Real Americans right there.
Feels good. Great show today, man.
Hey, you too, buddy.
Thanks so much, everybody out there listening and playing along. We'll be back at it on Friday with more Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge here on 105.5 FM WIRI. It is I, Laura, and I am happy to be here with you on this Wednesday evening. I hope y'all are well. We're going to kick things off here with Rodney Atkins.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight